And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. After these things the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Because I thought, Surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction, and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. The God of Abraham, and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. For I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, Fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And Joseph said unto them the third day, This do and live, for I fear God. And he said, Peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? Now therefore fear ye not. I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them, and spake kindly unto them. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not yet fear the Lord God. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more for ever. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God. I am the Lord. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. Take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shalt fear thy God. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. And the Lord said unto Moses, Fear him not, for I have delivered him into thy hand, and all his people and his land. And thou shalt do to him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee, and shall tremble, and be in anguish because of thee. And the Lord said unto me, Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into thy hand. And thou shalt do unto him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded thee, thou, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. And all the people shall hear and fear, and do no more presumptuously. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even! And at even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning! For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as ye live in the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God for ever. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. And Joshua said unto them, Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, In time to come your children might speak unto our children, saying, What have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel? Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, and said unto him, Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not. Thou shalt not die. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Pura thy servant down to the host. And Jotham ran away and fled, and went to Beer, and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech his brother. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And about the time of her death, the women that stood by her said unto her, Fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And he took a yoke of oxen, and hewed them in pieces, and sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. If ye will fear the Lord, and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish the king of Gath. Abide thou with me, fear not. For he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard. And he said unto him, Fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee, and thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee, and that also Saul my father knoweth. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain, and David made haste to get away for fear of Saul, for Saul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Now Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, Mark ye now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, Smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not. Have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. The God of Israel said, The Rock of Israel spake to me, He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. They may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I thy servant fear the Lord from my youth. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. and a creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. To this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law and commandments which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant, and charged them, saying, Ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do for evermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you ye shall not forget, neither shall ye fear other gods, but the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. And Gedaliah sware to them and to their men, and said unto them, Fear not to be the servants of the Chaldees. Dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee as doth thy people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them. And they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. And he charged them, saying, Thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord faithfully and with a perfect heart. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. And they set the altar upon his basis, for fear was upon them, because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name. And prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. Also I said, It is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen our enemies? But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets, that would have put me in fear. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. and all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and officers of the king, helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak, and not fear him, but it is not so with me. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear. Yea, thou castest off fear, and restrainest prayer before God. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter with thee into judgment? Therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee. Dominion and fear are with him. He maketh peace in his high places. And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me, that I kept silence and went not out of the door? Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because he mocketh at fear and is not affrighted, neither turneth he back from the sword. Upon earth there is not his like, who is made without fear. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoureth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring for ever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy to deliver their souls. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. For will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea? Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel shall compass me about? The righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. There were they in great fear where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. In God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. The chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him, and fear not. And all men shall fear, and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth for ever. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Let them now that fear the Lord say, that his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the wicked shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also divers vanities. But fear thou God. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. And say unto him, Take heed, and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of reason with Syria, and of the son of Remaliah. And on all hills that shall be digged with the mattock, there shall not come thither the fear of briars and thorns, but it shall be for the sending forth of oxen, and for the treading of lesser cattle. Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. It shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. In that day shall Egypt be like unto women, and it shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shaketh over it. My heart panted, fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Fear not, for I am with thee, I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which shall help thee. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou Jezurun, whom I have chosen. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up. Yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence, which hath placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah, put him at all to death? Did he not fear the Lord, and besought the Lord? And the Lord repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against him. Thus might we procure great evil against our souls. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me for ever, for the good of them, and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness, and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon came up into the land, that we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwelt at Jerusalem. It came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, and Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan sware unto them and to their men, saying, Fear not to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. Now the pit wherein Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men, whom he had slain because of Gedaliah, was it which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha king of Israel. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with them that were slain. Wherefore have I seen them dismayed and turned away back? And their mighty ones are beaten down and are fled apace, and look not back, for fear was round about, saith the Lord. But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee, for I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee. But I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Fear and the pit and the snare shall be upon thee, O inhabitant of Moab, saith the Lord. He that fleeth from the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that getteth up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For I will bring upon it, even upon Moab, the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. Behold, I will bring a fear upon thee, saith the Lord God of hosts, from all those that be about thee. And ye shall be driven out every man right forth, and none shall gather up him that wandereth. Damascus is waxed feeble, and turneth herself to flee, and fear hath seized on her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her as a woman in travail. Their tents and their flocks shall they take away. They shall take to themselves of their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, and they shall cry unto them, Fear is on every side. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee every one to his own land. And lest your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Fear and a snare is come upon us, desolation and destruction. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, Fear not. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also destroy the idols, and I will cause their images to cease out of Noph. And there shall be no more a prince of the land of Egypt, and I will put a fear in the land of Egypt. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall he make me endanger my head to the king. I make a decree, that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast for ever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Afterward shall the children of Israel return, and seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Bethaven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoiced on it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. I said, Surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction. So their dwelling should not be cut off, howsoever I punish them. But they rose early and corrupted all their doings. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear thou not, and to Zion, Let not thine hands be slack. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Josedech the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. Ashkelon shall see it and fear. Gaza also shall see it and be very sorrowful, and Ekron. For her expectations shall be ashamed, and the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. A son honoureth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honour? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name? And ye say, Wherein have we despised thy name? My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows? Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever there, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. There is no fear of God before their eyes, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. Now, if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Having, therefore, these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. For behold, this selfsame thing, that ye sorrowed after godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. And his inward affection is more abundant toward you, whilst he remembereth the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling ye received him. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Servants, Be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And so terrible was the sight, that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And if he call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And after 3 days and an half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. The loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great.